Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Sechas Kelim Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is a relearn B'schos Asa Bas Rachel Shishib Zechad Avan Yerziv Gehogon B'Karav Mamesh. And we're discussing this Chatzar Akira, which is basically a wide base that the Kira is placed on. It's really meant to be somewhat of an extension of the Kira for placing pots or whatever it is. And the previous Mishnah, all discussions were about this Chatzar Akira, which was connected to it. However, now this Mishnah tells us Ha'isim Mefureshes Men Akira. Let's say it was separate from the Kira, wasn't connected to it. So it's Manshi Gavaya Shalosh Atzbais. If it's three finger breaths high, Metam Mago Ba'Avir, it becomes Tame by touch and Avir. Less than three, a shaisa chalaka, or a smooth, so it didn't even have walls. That means it doesn't have a teich, it doesn't have an inside. Tahira can't be makabel tum in the first place. Now, let's discuss something else regarding the kira, pitpute kira. What about the legs on the bottom of a kira? Often the legs were placed on it to lift it a little bit off the ground. So let's say shleisha shel shetzbayis, we have three legs, and they're each three finger breaths high, mitam magum avir, the mitam magum avir, they have their own din as a kira. Pachas mikan, if they're less than that, meaning they're shorter than three, so kol shekanim tmeim, for sure they're makabel tum, but filin arba, even if there's four legs, that's because they're literally part of the kira, they're less than three finger breaths off the ground, and they're connected to the kira. Obviously, they're on the bottom of it, so of course they're mitam maga uba avir. Now moving on to Mishnah, continue to discuss this case. Nital lachan mehen. Let's say one of these legs was removed, so mitam maga ve'in mitam ba'avir. The other ones become tami maga, but not in their airspace. To Rameh from Meir's opinion, that's because even though the kira itself is still able to function on just two legs, nonetheless the legs themselves are not considered the kira itself, so they're not mitam ba'avir. However, they still will mitam maga because they're considered like a handle of sorts to the kira. However, Rishim says they can't be kabel tum at all because he requires there has to be three, not two. Now let's say also shnayim zekeneged zeh. Originally, only two legs were put on this kira, and they're situated opposite each other, so the kira is able to stand perfectly fine. So matam magu ba'avir, they are matam magu ba'avir. To Rishim's opinion, where once again Rishim says that they're not kabel tum because there's not three and there has to be three. Now let's say hayu gavayin mishal shetzbayis. They're taller than three finger breaths, so mishal shulamatan matam magu ba'avir from three and downwards. They're matam magu ba'avir. In other words, those are matam magu ba'avir because they are there for the kira and they're part of it. However, mishal shul malon from three and above, meaning anything beyond three finger breaths, matam maga, they are matam maga because they're really just an extension. But in matam ba'avir, they're not matam ba'avir because they're not an essential part of the legs of the kira. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Where once again, Rav Shimon says that this part extending beyond three finger breaths is tahar because it's not part of it at all. But what about the following situation? They're extended away from the edge. In other words, it's not a leg that's directly underneath the kira. There's basically an arm jutting out of the bottom of the kira, and then there's a leg attached to it. So here we still have the same din. Within three finger breaths is mitam maga ba'avir. Beyond three finger breaths, mitam maga ba'in mitam ba'avir. The mitam maga ba'na ba'avir. The Rav Meir's opinion, and Rav Shimon is mitahir. We're stopping for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. Continue to discuss these cases, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.